It's estimated that 1 in 5 women in Hong Kong will be single for the rest of their lives. Adding to that problem, pressure to marry into a proper social class. This morning, I spoke about the man shortage in Hong Kong with David Cox. He writes for The Atlantic and The Guardian. David started by telling me why women in Hong Kong are not marrying.
Yeah, no worries. It's great. Thanks for asking me to do the interview.
So just tell me, first of all, why are women in Hong Kong apt to never marry?
The problem is that basically the gender skew, at the moment, it's quite substantial. It stands at around 876 men for every 1,000 women. And this is predicted to widen to 763 men to around 1,000 women over the next 2 decades.
Now, you spent time in Hong Kong talking with women about the pressure of finding a mate. How are they reacting to this?
Basically, I was researching a piece on the prevalence of cosmetic surgery in Asia, and I was struck by the sheer number of clinics actually in Hong Kong. I started to do some interviews to investigate this, and one of the things which kind of emerged was this kind of extraordinary gender skew. As a result, sort of women are doing all kinds of things, so they're going for more and more sort of extreme cosmetic surgery procedures to try and find a suitable partner. And people are seeking the advice of professional love coaches to boost their image and mannerisms. You know, Hong Kong women, the tradition is for them to actually marry up, find a man who's earning more than them. But these days, Hong Kong women are very highly powered and independent. And so there's only a small pool of guys who are actually going to be earning more than them. And with a shortage of men anyway, that creates more of a problem.
So what kinds of cosmetic surgery are women in Hong Kong undertaking to try to attract a mate?
One of the most popular procedures is something called double eyelid surgery, because this is a recognized sign of beauty throughout Asia. Patients will obtain a set of upper eyelid creases. Liposuction is also very popular in Asia, but a lot of it is more to do with altering the shape of the face. So things like for neck lifts, chin augmentation, cheek augmentation, all trying to create a smoother facial line.
David, could you give some examples of how they were trying to teach women to be more attractive to men? What specifically did they want them to do?
Well, some of them were actually quite ridiculous. So, for example, gazing at men while leaning forward at a 45-degree angle and avoiding showing excitement during any conversation. Those are things which professional love coaches came up with as suggestions for what to do on a first date.
Now, I understand there is the opposite problem in mainland China. There are too many men there. If that's the case, why aren't mainland China men seeking spouses in Hong Kong and alleviating this tension among women in Hong Kong?
At the moment, with a one-child policy in China, things are predicted to be, so by 2020, there may be almost 24 million young men in China who are unable to find a partner. And so far, actually, you wouldn't expect this, but it's mainly been Hong Kong men who've been actually heading towards the mainland to try and find, say, women who are less selective, and so they can actually marry down and conform to cultural norms. But I think over the next decade, you're going to see a growing number of Hong Kong women actually heading towards the mainland to try and find their partner. I mean, already in some South China cities, you've got some very enterprising individuals who are setting up matchmaking events for Hong Kong women and mainland Chinese men.
Well, David, do you think this is naturally going to even out in the next 20 years or so?
Well, the funny thing is, actually, 50 years ago, Hong Kong's gender ratio was relatively level. And one of the big reasons why the population demographics have become so skewed is because you're getting a lot more Hong Kong men who are marrying women in the mainland and either moving over to the mainland, or you're getting those women from China moving back to Hong Kong. If things don't change, the skew is predicted to get a lot worse over the next 2 decades. And also, one of the other interesting things is that previously, maybe 50 years ago, women would mainly look for qualities such as work ethic and ability to support a family and a future husband. But in contemporary society, there's more of an expectation for marriages to be based on, say, love and romance. So if a guy's merely hardworking, that's not enough. There's an expectation, for the couple to have chemistry.
So David, you live in Hong Kong, right?
I've been based there for maybe about 6 months in the past year.
Is this creating opportunity for David Cox in Hong Kong? I don't know.
Who knows? we'll have to see.
Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
David Cox writes for The Atlantic and Guardian from Hong Kong. He was telling us, while Mars might need women, Hong Kong needs men.